Threat Film Radio. One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.
Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Liz McIntyre, Festival Director at Sheffield Dockfest. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Matt. It's absolutely great to be here having a conversation from Prague, from One World Festival. It is really quite an inspiring and vital festival, and I'm so pleased to be here for the first time.
Do you come to Prague often?
I really have been lucky enough to come to Prague a couple of times on holiday. But interestingly, I'm revealing my age here, but in the very early 90s, I was so inspired by all the changes that were happening in Prague. I picked up my old-fashioned camera and came by myself to Prague to take photographs. So that was my very first experience of Prague, just wandering around by myself, looking at all the changes and feeling that I was almost part of history in the making. It was an amazing time. And then subsequently, I came with my husband and a couple of friends. And so this is my third time in Prague. And what's wonderful is just to see all the different changes as they're happening along the way.
Right, right. So it was history, a sense of history changing that kind of brought you here in the first place, the first time you came here?
Without question. I was so overwhelmed and excited by all the changes that were happening in the late 80s and early 90s around Europe. I mean, interestingly, what I found very inspiring was seeing borders coming down at that time. Now I really feel concerns that we are heading back on a path of isolationism and extremism, where all of those things had been changing in the early 90s. And I feel that there is this move back to isolationism and borders going back up. But I feel our role in storytelling and factual storytelling is very much to try to resist and make change and influence through our stories to try to reverse anything that we feel is counterproductive for society and the world.
Festivals as well, film festivals kind of help that too.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, it's interesting about the whole concept of a festival, how you bring people together for shared experiences and how you try to make influence without like it being a spoonful of medicine that's good for you. Because so obviously we have a lot of human rights films in our festival in Sheffield Dockfest, as One World Festival does as well. And I think there's a lot of discussion how we can make sure that the stories are universal and timeless and are positioned as the universality of the human condition. So if, for example, if you look at films like of Fathers and Sons or The Distant Barking of Dogs, you can see that, yes, absolutely, this is all about war, extremism, etc. But actually, at heart, these are about rites of passage, about families, about generational differences. And so one can always pull out those universal themes to help broaden the audience for maximum effectiveness. And I really love the skills of the filmmakers in being able to achieve that.
But we should also say that you are here as part of the international jury of One World, but without getting too specific, obviously, because we're recording this before we even know who the winners are or anything like that. What has your experience here been so far this year?
It has been an absolute honour being on the international jury. My fellow jurors and I have really found it very challenging to pick the winners. We had a wonderful selection of films that were in competition, so obviously I can't reveal anything or give any indication of what we've chosen, but I think all of us were very struck by the fact that there were a number of repeating themes around fighting back, around opportunism, about rites of passage, about coming of age, and how the filmmakers had been inspired to tell those sorts of stories against political and social backdrops so effectively. One film, so obviously it's all top secret in terms of what we've actually selected. In terms of other films, I was speaking with my fellow jurors about, in terms of what we've been able to see, in terms of talent coming from the Czech Republic. One film that really struck me and struck a number of my colleagues was When the War Comes, Jan Gerbert's film, which was a co-pro, a Czech-Slovak co-pro, which had been developed by Hanka Kostolikova at HBO Europe. And just seeing that scary and sinister rise of right-wing elements with teenagers, with youth, with young people. And in this case, it's an 18-year-old Peter who's part of the Slovak conscripts, who's creating his own right-wing movement. And although sometimes these movements can appear absurd and small and fractured, we know that those were the roots of the 30s, in between the First and Second World Wars. We know that we need to be mindful of those patterns repeating themselves. So that was an example of one chilling and effective film that comes from Czech and Slovak co-production talent.
When the War Comes has actually been one of my one of the highlights of the festival for me too, so I definitely agree with everything you said. Moving on, actually, you're a documentary filmmaker yourself, but I read somewhere that you studied English literature. Now, did that sort of influence your future filmmaking afterwards?
Yes, it was. I have always loved storytelling and how it helps you find your place in the world. So I think the wonderful thing about storytelling is it helps you find points of connection and points of difference. So it helps you understand your own character and your own place in the world, as well as other people's. Interestingly, I come from a non-religious background, ranging from atheism through to agnostic. I myself am an atheist, although respectful of the right of everyone to believe what they wish, including nothing. I think it helped me look objectively at different belief systems, but also storytelling helped me find my place in the world where I wasn't finding it through religious texts, for example. So I find that the question you ask, what's your story, which is in fact the tagline for Sheffield Docfest, allows you to reach out to other people. It is a curiosity about others and a way to connect. So documentary is one way of telling stories, along with other ways of telling stories. It's a beautiful way of telling stories. And so I was very, very inspired to come into documentary through the art of storytelling.
Yeah, so you mentioned Sheffield Docfest. Obviously, it's the biggest documentary film festival in the world, certainly one of the most important film festivals.
Sheffield Docfest is for everyone. It's an international festival where everyone can come together, whether they are a member of the public or a member of the industry from all over the world. And it's an opportunity for shared experiences and shared storytelling, a chance to see films from all over the world. So our programmes comprise film programme, alternate realities, which is all about interactive and virtual reality experiences. Then we come together and we talk about those and have lots of wonderful people who come and visit to talk about their films and their interactive and virtual reality creations. And then also we're a marketplace to link people for new emerging and established talent to get their next project off the ground and find funding. And then finally, we're all about special events, big live performances, mixing media with anything from films with live scores through to films with performance, through to experiential activity in some of our wonderful old cinemas like the Aberdale Picture House. So that chance to get together and have a good time as well. And we are all about inclusiveness, representation, and doing all we can to smash barriers to entry, whether that be gender, whether that be socioeconomic, whether that be to do with the fact you don't know how to enter the industry. We want to help you on your way and start your documentary journey. And what's wonderful about the festival is we hope we're bringing in the new pipeline of talent, but also developing emerging talent, but also those big cheeses who have made it up the ladder that they come to and we hear about their films. They're probably being screened. They might be giving masterclasses because they're giving back as well to start the new inspiration for the new seam of filmmakers coming up. So there's very much that sense of a continuum. I think also we are a 6-day festival. This year it's our 25th edition. We're the 7th to the 12th of June. Check us out on our website, chefdocfest.com. And crucially, as well as it being a 6-day festival, we want to make sure that we are an all year round community. So virtually people can chat with each other, as well as us rolling out national and international programs, touring programs and other activity throughout the year. And also visiting and connecting with filmmakers and public at other festivals and destinations, including here in Prague at One World, to keep in touch with everyone, see how they're progressing, and connect with partnerships and collaborations with other festivals all year round. That's also really important to us. And please look out next week for our first big programme announcements.
All right. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. Well, on that note, thank you very much for joining us and talking to us about it. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you, Matt. It was a real pleasure to speak with you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.